Waking Up Happy on Classic Hits. Good morning. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, Monday, 15th of July, 2019, just in case you
didn't know. Jeevers, you're giving all the details.
Why? It's early in the morning. Look, that's
like when Mike does it, it's like an episode of Star Trek. Isn't it? You know, at the very start, you hear Picard. Stardate 400, whatever it is.
Isn't that what you're told, people, you know, early in the morning, they need to time check? You're essentially their clock and all that.
Who says that?
I don't know.
Ah, that's Andy people. And all, yeah. But yeah, I know what I mean.
It's just gone 9 minutes.
If we're on, if it's the first time they hear us, it's just gone 6 o'clock.
It's just gone 9 minutes past 6, actually. PJ, how are you?
Are you still doing it? Oh!
Listen, I'll keep doing this.
And here's
what,
I used to think Jim was a cranky whore.
Here, what's the story? How are you?
Grand, yeah, how are you? More like.
I'm grand.
You were away in your holly, you're spanging around.
Away in me holly bops for a week, yeah. It was grand, yeah. I feel like I haven't been here in ages. Like, I'm all rusty and all. Don't know what's going on.
So
God only knows what's
going
on.
Where do we start? You missed all the cracks I did.
So I was off last Friday, so it's the Forever Young thing. Take me back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Forever Young. That was mad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't there?
I wasn't there. What do you think I'm asking you about?
Jeez. Yeah, now I'm. I forgot.
Forever Young, and then you had your OB on Friday as well.
Yeah, that was mad. That was proper mad. Stuart's Care.
Yeah.
It's like an early house at 10 to 7 in the morning. So it was. But it was great crack. Yeah, so it was good crack. So you've missed so much.
Yeah, I can't imagine I did. Anytime anyone says that when you come back from holidays, I think they don't mean it. So you didn't. You know, you expect to come back and you expect all these mad changes and all, but it doesn't necessarily happen. But anyway, so.
Yeah, you missed the smelliest bin in the world.
I heard.
Although you just caught at the end of that this morning. You wanted to get the smell out of the bin here this morning. It's like, honestly. It's like everybody was using it as a toilet over the weekend.
What happens over the weekend?
Disgusting.
What happens over the weekend?
You know, they come in, they mess with all the buttons and all, fart and larking and all them. They all come in, they mess with all the buttons and fiddle things around. So normally there's confusion over that end for Jim. And then, I don't know what they'd be eating. Like, old wild ferret and chips and custard and old pilchards, Tara reckons they're eating. Whatever the hell pilchards are. I've never heard of a pilchard.
Yeah, there's strange goings on over the weekend, all right. But anyway, so we've got birthdays coming up. We've all the usual bits and bobs. I've got some unusual birthdays for you. I'll be honest with you, I had to dig on this one now, PJ. Well, so much so that I have a few of them, but I had to dig back to yesterday. So I hope you didn't hear yesterday's celebrity birthdays.
I wouldn't have. No, I think you're all right.
I had to dig into one or two of those. 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch this morning. PJ, I'll take on the birthday, see if you can win a day off for himself, because you badly need one, to be fair.
Ain't that the truth? Although I'm not going to be here for the next few weeks. But anyway, it's not a day off, yeah. Oh, jeez. The amount of lines I've been trying to learn over the last week, I'm terrible at it.
Oh, I'll have to catch up with you on that.
So will I, because I haven't a clue. I still haven't learned them. If you need to catch up, I'm in a really bad place.
Gonna work for you no more. Labour of Love on Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy. It's Mike and PJ in this morning. Actually, the gym fella's off on his holly bops. Is he heading anywhere, Fardenblick?
No, he's not. No, he's going to do that. He's mentally is. He's done this before and it's backfired on him gloriously. Where he says, I'm just going to stick the feet up and, you know, do one of these staycations and enjoy. But he never gets to.
No.
Because his other half comes in with the whip and he's like painting and plumbing and tiling. And then he has to, you know the way, and then he comes in. Whatever, next Monday, and you'll be like, how was your holiday, Jim? Well, yeah, what holiday? Jeez, I tell you. Oh my God.
Mind you, in fairness, I had one of those last week, but I was prepared for it. Like, I didn't have any aspirations of, you know, lying on my backside and watching football all day.
Oh, if I learned how to speak English, that'd help. But yeah, if you know it's coming, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I was still.
Where did you even go? Did you go to? You normally run out to Galway and everything.
We didn't even go to Galway. No, we were in Dublin the whole time. So I did a bit of DIY, did a bit of messing, and I don't know what I did. I just did. We just did with the two kids, and
we just hanging around.
Yeah,
but you had a good time, though.
Yeah, it was good crack. Yeah. I didn't do anything massively spectacular. Now, watched a lot of sport yesterday. Now, me missus gave me the time. Did you hear me? Me missus
What's
gave me
going
the time.
On with this people liking England in cricket?
So,
what country are we in?
Can we
please eliminate that?
Yeah.
That's insanity.
Well, you see, there's a Dublin lad who's the captain of the English team.
Yeah,
right?
There's an Irish fella called Declan Rice in the Ireland team. We're not going to be cheering for England all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Even Leo Varadkar put out a tweet last night.
Oh, Leo Varadkar the Blue. Of course he did.
Yeah, he put out a tweet last night.
I'd just like to congratulate everyone because I'm the biggest lick arse in the world of politics. Get out of it.
But it was unusual because he put out a tweet about your man in the English team saying, well done, delighted to see an Irish man lift the Cricket World Cup, which was... It was a bit of a kind of a, you know, two fingers, like. As in he's ours, like. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know there was a Cricket World Cup going on. Now there,
and that's unusual, because you'd be prone to a bit of cricketing.
Yeah, I didn't. I was watching the Gano yesterday.
That was brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh,
yeah.
It
wasn't great, actually.
Brilliant!
It wasn't that, but it was good to see Mayo being beaten, is that what you mean?
Yeah, but hammered! Double scores!
They were last year. I know, but I was kind of hoping for a couple of good games. I wanted to see Laois, you know, at least come close against Tipperary.
Yeah, it was never
Which was never going to happen, to be fair. Because they beat the Dubs and all that. Anyway.
Well, and, slow blows everywhere, isn't it? Maybe watching the cricket wasn't a bad idea after all.
No, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. I was hoping they'd come close because they beat the Dubs. At least we could say, wow, we were beaten by a serious Laois side.
I know what you mean.
Anyway, we get on to some birthdays, PJ.
Well, yeah, go on, so.
We'll have to talk more about the sport later on because there was lots over the weekend.
I just can't believe Irish people are watching England play cricket and being happy about it. It's just beyond me. It's beyond me.
See,
and I know you get all the naysayers. Oh, so being Irish means hating England. Is that it? Yeah, it's a part of it.
But hold on, what? How many Irish? Did I miss something? How many Irish people were that delighted about England winning the World Cup?
I don't know. Look, if you're to go by Twitter anyway, I know Twitter is basically not a reflection of the world at all.
Right.
But it thinks it is. It thinks it's actually more important than the actual world. But it was a huge thing.
Well, anyway, cricket's confusing because all I saw on Twitter last night was who was a draw and they won. So there's cricket.
I don't
confusion.
Know anything about it. How you can score 534 points and the other score 10? Beyond, I haven't a clue. I don't know how cricket works. I don't.
I'll tell you later. Do you want to know?
I would like to know.
Would you?
I think you attempted to tell me before and I couldn't get it. So maybe we can have another go.
And you nodded off. Your first birthday today. You ready for this now?
I am.
Right, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum.
I think I when you said we were sort of short on the birthdays, I didn't realise you were going what and who and why, right, in the name of God.
Well, hold on, I'll tell you who it is. One of your favourite places in the world. He's only the ruler of it. He's the ruler of Dubai, the Emirate of Dubai, and he's also a horse breeder, according to the Sunday Independent today.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's one of my favourite places in the world. Now,
you told me you loved it.
It's great for a couple of days, and then you're like, oh my God. And then you just realise it's Las Vegas without the crack.
Right, this didn't go as planned.
It's so big, oh, it's all over the top. Like, you're in Dubai, and then you realise after a while you just want to go for a cup of coffee, and you can't because the waiter arrives in a boat or something. You're just like, oh, I just want a cup of tea. Stupid place now. It's gone ridiculous.
He arrives on a boat from Brazil with coffee beans.
Yeah, yeah. He said, you ordered? You're like, oh my God.
This was either going to go one of two ways. The way it's gone, it wasn't planned. I thought you were going to go, oh my God, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. Of course.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Or do you want to have a guess anyway? The ruler of Dubai.
The ruler of Dubai is...
And the Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates, I think.
Jeepers. Where'd you even start? I suppose you see his faces and all the
buildings. I'll tell you something. It's a significant birthday for Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum.
70.
Yes.
Yeah. Sheikh Mohammed has been in back of the room.
Slagging.
Oh, I love Sheikh Mohammed, a Russian mushroom.
Right, next birthday, Forrest Whitaker.
What? Who is he now? What's that person?
Okay, so Forrest Whitaker.
There's a person in the world called Forrest Whitaker. Hmm.
Forrest Whitaker.
His parents were taking a bit. Is a man.
Do you not know Forrest Whitaker? No, he's the actor. He won an Oscar actually for The Last King of Scotland. He was in Phone Booth with Colin Farrell. He's never fully, apart from that Last King of Scotland, I'm pretty sure he's never the kind of the main character in anything. You don't know the man, actually.
I'm having a rash at who Forrest Whitaker is.
Oh my God, how do I...
I can Google image him, will I?
Google image him. You'll definitely know him if you Google image him. If you've ever watched
Forrest
a movie in your
Whitaker.
Life, you'll know who Forrest Whitaker is.
But there's loads of those lads, isn't there? Like,
yeah, like as I say, he wouldn't be the star of any of the movies apart from that Last King of Scotland. But
is he really young and named after Forrest Gump?
No,
he's
not young. He's not that young, though.
Right.
You see him there now?
Oh, I see him.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I know exactly who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a slightly older Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, kind of. He was in Phone Booth. He often plays a cop in movies.
He always plays a cop.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For God's sake, yeah.
So, right, go on. How old do you think he is?
He looks about 58.
He's 58.
Is he really?
Are you serious?
Ah!
Ashton, this is going to be a day off.
Something's happening. So, and look, you can come over here and check the
music and all
is gone. It's all images on this side. You can check.
Oh my god. So, you got the Sheikh fella. Right, here we go.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you now.
What a morning this is turning out to be.
This is incredible.
How many left?
I've two left, and I've one from yesterday, but I'll skip the one from yesterday.
Well, what sort of. Go on. Jeepers. Right.
This one you might know, actually, because I had to Google it myself. Bridget Nielsen.
Bridget Nielsen, of course I know her. You know, oh, yeah, so she was married to Sylvester Stallone.
Am I wrong here? Was she in Celebrity... I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, she did one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
She did do one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like a sort of a rite of passage for the Stallone family, because his ma did it after.
That's right, Jackie. I spoke to her a couple of times.
Did you?
She's mad at... Was mad? Is she dead? Did Jackie Stallone die recently? She did, didn't she?
Did she?
Anywho, doesn't matter. Chances
it
are
doesn't change
listening.
The level of mad. Like, you know, it doesn't.
Is mad anyway, just so you know. But nice mad.
Nice mad! That's such an Irish expression. Mad. Oh, completely nuts. Nice mad now. You know.
So Bridget Nielsen, and also, if I remember correctly, she made an appearance on The Late Late Show with Pat Kenny.
That's right.
She was off her head.
She's mad as well. Like, she's well known for the madness of her.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's about 67.
She's not 67. She's only 56 now. That was a big jump there now. Okay.
Really?
So, I tell you what, right? We've got one more.
Well, there's actually two more, but anyway.
Well, I'll give you the two more if you want, but I just think that
you
might...
Have cheated over birthday already, like...
No, I think this could happen for Rory Cowan.
Rory Cowan, off of Mrs. Brown's Boys.
And believe it or not, I was only scrolling through Twitter and I see he was out in the town last night.
I follow
him on Twitter and he's a good lad.
Party man.
We met him at the, what do you call it, the Panto thing last year.
Oh, yeah, he's a sound fella now, in fairness. He is.
Oh, it's his birthday.
Sound lad.
No, but I'm not giving you...
Cat lover, big animal lover.
Sorry,
cats though.
Can I just ask you a question here? Just want to establish something. If you seem to be doing well, does Jim give you any clues?
No, he doesn't. He turned the better you do, the more
right,
well, horrible not, he gets about
I'm
the whole
thing.
I'm
not giving
you any clues. Rory Cowan
is Mrs. Brown's Boys.
52.
No, he's not. See, if I'd given you a clue there, you would have gotten it. Sorry, he's 60. Yeah, he's 60. Right, I'll give you one last one because I'm running rapidly out of time. I'll give you yesterday's one because I said I'd throw it in anyway. It's only Conor Blaine McGregor.
Oh, Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
you're doing nothing for me, Betty. Nothing. Is it really his birthday?
It was his birthday yesterday. So he's probably waking up this morning with a sore head. However, we're running out of time. I need his birthday.
Right.
I've no dramatic music for you because I can't find it.
31.
He's only doing it one a day. Yeah.
It's happened again.
You want a day off, DJ.
A day off for me. It's happened again.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks a million, Tara. How's the form? Are you well?
Good. I'm in good form. Well, I'm in good form now.
Why?
I wasn't in good form half an hour ago.
Yeah.
And can I just state for the record, PJ Gallagher, you are my hero.
Well, only for about 10 minutes, I'd say. That'll wear off.
For today, maybe.
Because I took out the smelly bin.
Oh!
Yeah, because the smelly bin was...
It was
absolutely
horrific.
Disgusting, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
It was beyond horrific.
What are they at here over the weekend?
We have to find out.
No,
I'm telling you, and I think it's my news team, actually.
Maybe.
I think they eat smelly food.
What? But it was like amazingly smelly.
No. It was horrific.
You're going to have to send around one of those cranky manager emails.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Dear stuff. I think it was my money was on. It was pilchards or it was sardines or it was something.
Pilchards?
I've never heard of a pilchard. And it's been mentioned about 17 times today.
What is a pilchard?
It's like a little fish, like a sardine. You get tin tins.
It's not an actual fish, is it?
Oh, it is, I believe. Yeah,
is it not
I think
one of those?
So.
It's not like a kipper, is it?
No, yeah. Well, I mean, a kipper is a kipper. Well, a kipper is another type of fish.
It isn't a fish.
Smoked.
It's smoked.
No, exactly,
fish.
Yeah. No, I think a pilchard is actually a type of fish. No, I could be corrected on
this
that.
This is the maddest conversation I've ever been.
But
especially you who used to go fishing, Mike.
It's a sardine, is what it is.
Okay, but it's been treated and
in
it's
some
tinned
way.
And it's in a tin, isn't it? It's put in a tin.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's what was in our bin out there. This morning was worse than Cheesegate. Do you remember Cheesegate?
I remember Cheesegate was bad.
Cheesegate was awful.
Yeah, we felt that was Garrett Mulhall, wasn't it?
Garrett Mulhall. I ended up biffing out about 35 quid's worth of stinky pongy cheeses. And can I make an admission here now?
Yeah.
Do you know what the cause of Cheesegate was?
You.
Oh, God.
No,
and I only found this out afterwards. I had spilt yogurt on my runner.
Shut up. Oh my god.
This pong for weeks and it was me and my...
So,
my
Garrett Mulhall's expensive cheese got binned.
In the bin on the street.
She was eating the pilchards.
Yeah. You check yourself for pilchard juice. Somebody must have spilled it on you.
Oh. Girl, you're amazing. Just
the way you are. That's Bruno Mars. Yeah. Just the way you are in Classic Hits, waking up happy. It's 7:15 now on Monday morning, and it's PJ and Mike in for Jim this morning. And lots of people texting in on 087-188-0008. Someone was in Leitrim, PJ.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, it says, morning, PJ, look where I was in Leitrim. And
you
the
were
pint,
all right.
It shows a picture of a pint.
It shows a picture of a pint on a table. It could be anywhere. And then here's now someone saying it was in Leitrim.
Says it was in Drumshambo in Leitrim.
Yeah, right.
A place called Conway's for Mary.
I
was at a wedding in Leitrim once.
Yeah, you were. All right, here's another fairy story now. So unbelievable.
It did happen.
It didn't happen. And I don't know where you were, but somebody spoofed you up. You were in this fantastical place and you believed them. That's
mind
all that
you,
was.
Mind you, it was a beautiful hotel. That was probably bigger than the county of Leitrim. So
oh, sure. Then you were in Sligo,
probably,
yeah.
Probably touched a few borders. 087-188-0008. We'll do a little roll call, as Jim likes to call it this morning. 087-188-0008. Someone has sent us in a picture of Fred. Of Boris Johnson with long blonde hair, saying it's Margaret Thatcher's love child. Whatever that means. That's all
it's
mad.
It's very frightening looking, isn't it?
That's all mad now in Britland, as you call it.
They're gone mad altogether.
Between himself and the other fella. And obviously it's going to be him, right?
It looks like it's going to be Boris Johnson. Imagine Boris Johnson can be the Prime Minister. We literally live in a world where anything is possible. That's the good side. Anything is possible. Like, anyone can become anything in this world. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like, it's mad. Yeah, I know.
And you see the other halfwit on the BBC saying, just go over and threaten or bribe the Irish during the week.
That's right.
Amazing.
Yeah. What is the story?
Threaten us of what? It's mad, isn't it? The Brits have been looking down their nose at us for so long.
He's a German.
So long.
Yeah.
That they just literally can't fathom that we're in a better position than they are.
The best idea I've heard is that we don't go to Brussels, we go to Dublin, and we either threaten them or bribe them to relent on the backstop.
I know, and what are you going to bribe us with? You've got nothing. You keep going back to the same.
But sure, wasn't there someone who said that should essentially threaten us with food?
Potatoes. A woman that said, she was saying starve us out, because it's traditionally they've starved us out before, and that, well, you know what I mean? I don't think you're in the position to be able to do that anymore.
Unreal.
If you don't mind me saying.
What a mess. Morning from Northside Tony, who's newly married to Mary.
Congratulations. Go on, Northside Tony.
Go on, Tony, you buy it.
Ah, Mary as well, I suppose. It was her. She was there too.
Well, Mary, yes, exactly. But it's a picture of Tony and Mary. A lovely black and white image from their wedding. So, well done. Congratulations to you. Top of the morning, men. Says Chainsaw Man.
Go on, Chainsaw Man.
Margaret Dunlee said, hope you enjoy your day off, because you got it obviously through getting three right on the birthday. If you've just joined us, PJ got another three right in the birthdays. Unbelievable.
What an amazing moment. What an amazing moment.
So amazing that Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, who's the ruler of Dubai, was one of them, and he got it right that he's 70.
Yeah,
put a call into the Dubai Palace.
I'd say he'd be delighted to hear from me. Yeah, do you know what's after happening this morning?
Can you imagine what? Yeah. PJ got three birthdays right. Yeah. You were one of them.
Put him on the phone. I have to tell him the news.
Right, there's loads after coming in now. Look.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
Anyway, someone sent a picture. I don't know where it's gone now. Sorry. I'll figure me the machines out now in a minute. Of Bachelor's Walk, and saying, unreal, lads. I assume it's because of the traffic at quarter to, or nearly 10 to 7 in the morning. I don't think it's the weather, because it's quite dull out so far this morning.
I think it's going to be a bit of a rainy old week, isn't it?
In Dublin, anyway, yeah.
The jungle weather again for the week, I think. Sort of wet and hot.
A few people also, what's happening about the sport and the sport that went on over the weekend, and someone has said that they recorded the cricket so that they could fall asleep at a later date.
That's a great idea, yeah.
Fair, that's not a bad
idea. Again brings me back to Netflix. Have you ever seen Netflix?
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant. Have you ever heard of Netflix? It's like Netflix, but it's the most boring stuff you can possibly watch.
Oh, is this where like there's a camera on the front of a train or something?
Yeah, and stuff like that. The Cricket World Cup Final from 1993 or something. And you just stick it on and it's so boring. You go asleep. Netflix, it's brilliant, yeah.
I kind of enjoy that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've watched it. And there's like your fires and there's like documentaries on how, you know, who came up with the cog. Things like that, you know.
Who did come up with the cog?
Who the inventor of the cog. Like, it's really boring stuff.
I did hear about that before. I tell you, one of the best things, before we move on, for sleep, I find, right, is a guy called Bob Ross. Have you heard about this guy before?
It sounds familiar.
If ever you're struggling to sleep, right, and you have YouTube at your bedside, check out Bob Ross. He's not around.
Oh, the painter lad.
The painter lad, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the most relaxing man on the planet. Unreal. Paints little birds and scenery and all the rest of it, and you drift off to it, like, you know.
Right, yeah.
As you're currently drifting off to me telling the story at the moment.
Well, a little bit, yeah. So it obviously works. I'm just looking at Netflix now. It's a 1 hour video of an oscillating fan. Brilliant. Oh, the 1992 Tour de France, for anyone that wasn't.
Oh, that's all right, yeah. That wouldn't put me to sleep. That would stimulate me.
The Life of a Panda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jane Fonda's walking cardio workout.
Throw that
Watching
on.
Jane Fonda walk inside, indoors until you go to sleep.
Throw it on, we'll have a look. Brian Adams and Melanie C, When You're Gone, and Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Mike in for Jim this morning, coming up on 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. Hope you're well. 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch with us this morning. Right, PJ, what you got?
Well, what have I got? I tell you, it's gas, you know. When you look at the old Irish Postal Service and the humble Irish postie, of which I know a few, actually.
Yeah.
And see how determined they are to make sure you get your post. No matter what.
Yeah, well, Irish,
hey, they're shine.
Irish Post people are sort of notoriously brilliant.
They're
at what
notoriously
they do.
Fantastic. You can get a letter from America that just has Mike, Lucan, Ireland. And you'll get it. Like, you'll get it.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about me now, but we did one.
I don't know.
You never know, I suppose. We did one for you before here, actually, where we tested it out, didn't we? We put PJ Gallagher, Dublin. Or did we think we did PJ Gallagher Ireland, and it made it to here?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's right, yeah. I mean, when you think about that the levels that they will go to,
yeah,
to make sure you get your post.
Yeah.
And the absolute, in fairness to them, postman on the street who's the last person to hold that letter and get it in when it says nothing on it, maybe, except for Jerry Mayo. And it happens, like, it absolutely happens. And then you see a story like this in we don't mean to be snooty about this, but in the Netherlands, in the Dutch police, they're searching for answers after finding thousands of letters buried in holes in a forest by a local postman.
Oh my God.
Yes. So police, they made the discovery on Wednesday, so somebody must have saw them at it or something, I don't know. But the cops went into the forest on Wednesday and found thousands of these postal holes, I suppose you'd call them. He was digging down a metre.
Right.
Like a metre, like. And digging them. Eight big holes, a metre deep. They found what they say is a significant amount of mail in the eight holes. And some were buried for weeks.
But sorry, was this because he was essentially skiving off work? He didn't want to deliver them?
It looks like that. But when you see the amount of work he's put into avoiding work, it's more work than he would have if he had just delivered the post.
Yeah.
Like, 8 1-metre holes in the forest. Like, a metre down. And I know it doesn't sound like much, right? But you remember when you and your mates were kids and you were deciding, let's dig a tunnel.
Yeah.
And, like, you got
like a couple
6
of feet
inches
down.
And you're like, this can forget it. This is like, we're hitting rocks and all. And we're getting nowhere here.
Unless he knew there was, you know, a few valuables. If they're anything like the Irish punter, I mean, we have an incredible ability to know if there's a scratch card or a few quid in a car by a quick shake.
But these are all closed.
Yeah, I know, but...
And it was like magazines and bills, publicity letters. It was mostly those type of things.
He just buried them.
Maybe he was just saying, people deserve better than to have their houses clogged up with this hell crap.
Maybe that was it. If it was all PR stuff and bills and all.
It was mostly that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe he was thinking, no, I'm going to take it. Maybe they're actually better than the Irish Postie. Maybe he's saying, I'll deliver the important stuff, but I will not put bad news or nonsensical waste through the door of somebody else's home.
Although, I'll tell you something, right? I threw this up on Twitter a while back, because wherever we're located, or I don't know what the reason is, but I don't know if you get a lot of junk mail, do you?
Oh, so much.
Oh, you get junk mail.
So much of it. It's unbelievable.
We get the most incredible amount of junk mail. So much so, I built it up one time and I put a pile and I threw it up online or whatever, just to go, this is mad. How do you stop this kind of thing?
And it's crazy.
And we also get all those people in the high vises. Would you like to change your energy provider? What are you currently paying? What's that?
Yeah, the cheek of them. Can I ask you who your current electricity provider is? None of your business. Get out.
But not only that, they will ring the bell. You don't answer, which most people do, I assume.
Yeah, who answers the door now, in fairness?
And then you get a knocker. knock on the window. Like, yeah. You know, I'm like, get out of it, you.
Cheeky, like.
Yeah.
The cheeky.
Yeah, but anyway, so.
I know you can see me. I'm not coming out.
Yeah, I'm not coming out. Sorry, I am not coming out.
Oh, yeah, I'm not here.
But anyway, so I put this up on Twitter and someone said, just put up a no junk mail thing. And I said, that doesn't work. Unbelievable.
Did it work?
They obey it. Without a shadow of a, except for politicians during elections, they somehow think that it doesn't apply to them.
Yeah.
Which is mad, which happened during the last locals and the Europeans. They put
course,
in all the
yeah, they're a different shower altogether.
But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it does work.
Did it really?
I have even physically seen it in action. I've seen people, as I've been driving into the driveway, I've seen someone come up and about to put it in the letterbox and they see the sign and they go, oh, nope. And they move on to the next place. So
you're
do it.
Me.
Yeah, if you don't want the junk mail. Some people like that stuff. Some people like to sieve through.
Who likes it?
The local deals or something. I don't know.
What local deals?
Well, how much is it? Whatever you get, like delivery stuff. Like some people like to pop them next to the microwave. So if you want an ill snack box or something, you'll know who to call.
I know who to call.
How do you know?
Because it's... I live in the area.
No, but there might be someone offering a deal and two pizzas for one or something.
Oh,
or a family deal. You know those family deals in pizza places? There's one particular place which is just mad. Like you go and you say, how are you doing? I just like, is a 6-inch pizza? Anyway, the smaller one. A 6-inch pizza and a can of Coke, please. Oh, are you sure you want that now? Because you could get 2 litre bottles of Coke, 3 pizzas
yeah.
and a half of garlic bread for less. You're like, are you serious? I don't want that though. Well, you'd be saving money.
You're saving money.
It's like, 2 bottles of Coke and 3 pizzas.
Some believe, yeah, when you go to the cinema, it's the same. You know, you go to the cinema, yeah. you're like, yeah, I just have popcorn and the car. Oh, really? Would you not just get a... If you get 2 barrels of Coke and
exactly.
and a ton of popcorn, it'll cost you €3 less. You're like, are you serious?
Yeah. There's a truck of popcorn outside. If you get that
yeah,
and drive it home.
And drive it home.
It'd be less.
Yeah, and with the keg lorry with the Coke will follow you back. You're like, oh, but I don't want that.
Anyway, like, your man Barry in the Post.
Yeah.
I think he was just skiving.
Maybe, but now you've still done this way. I'm actually thinking that he's actually some sort of hero. He's just trying to avoid other people opening crap junk mail. That's
maybe
the way I'm getting the feeling of him. Who knows?
Well, I did know a fella who used to give people flyers about nightclubs and all that sort of stuff, and he had to tail them at one stage because he wasn't too sure he was delivering them, and he was sticking them all in the bin. So it can happen. Just
right.
the laziness. Like.
It does also say that police are investigating and trying to figure out why he did it. You think maybe at this stage now, well, when was he arrested? You think they might have asked him at this stage.
Or sent him a letter.
Yeah, you know, it's that big scene.
087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch about the hit bit, which is this. It's a bit of a hit, but what is the bit?
Oh, it is. Oh, he's got it right. You're a fecker. I've been trying to say that sentence in one go and I haven't got it right in the last month.
I'll be honest with you, I was quite
he's
happy.
He's showing
with
off. Ash, he was rehearsing and all. I bet he was rehearsing. He's there. Oh, God.
Sorry now.
I bet I'm practicing with his microphone into the mirror, his bottle of deodorant, I say.
I'll say it again. I'll say it again slowly so you can all follow my lead. It's a bit of a hit, but from what hit is it a bit? And hold on now. There it is.
Right? Oh,
188-0008. It's worth how much you get?
It's worth €1,400. So give us a shout now.
That's Shamelia, superstar and classic hit, waking up happy on Monday morning with PJ and Mike in for Jim this morning. And 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, we'll give you a shout and all that sort of stuff. And you could also register for the hit bit, which is worth €1,400. And we're delighted to say some of the best puns are going to come out of Aisling Lynch's mouth.
Oh yeah, she's well ready. She loves doing these puns. Her favourite part of the morning.
She just patched into us there and went, this pun thing, it's a pain in the... But anyway,
she was so happy there was no spare microphone on Friday that she couldn't do them. Oh, the microphone broke or she couldn't use it. So I couldn't remember, but she was. You've never seen anyone so happy that to be off the hook.
It's one of those things you have to be in the form for, Ashley. That's what happens to me. Some days you're like, oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
I'm joking. I love it all the time. Come here, what's the story?
Apparently we all have something to look forward to. So what? You're in your 30s, aren't you?
37 now in a couple of months, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in my 40s. Ash is like, you know, nearly 20 or something. So we're all like in our early ages still, or well, I'm middle aged, I guess. But apparently, we all have something to look forward to. So, juries, hotels, I'm not sure what qualifies them to be carrying out these studies.
Right.
But they've done this study of 2,000 people to find out what decades of our life produce the most happiness. So, at what stage in our life can we actually sit back and go, oh, thank God? I was nearly going to say, thank God that's over. Well, I suppose that's right.
Well, I'm
going to
guess, is it 30s?
No. No, are you mad? That's just because you're in your 30s now. No. 30s is way off.
I heard something like 35, 36 is like the best time of your life.
Ah, no.
Okay, fair enough.
God, 30s, that's when you're literally at your busiest, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it's mad.
Like a lot of people, you are a perfect example.
Yeah.
You've work, kids, family. You know, you go on holiday to do up your house, for the love of God. How is that a break?
I got a great...
He's delighted with himself, because he just had a week's holiday doing DIY. And he's like, surely your 30s is your happiest. Are you out of your mind?
I got to go out on Friday night with a load of lads who are the exact same age and the exact same predicament as me. And I don't get out a lot these days.
I know, because you're in your 30s. Of course you don't.
But it was great to talk to everybody. We were all like, so what's... How's things? Mad! Mad.
Yeah,
I'm so tired. And this was the conversation for about an hour, and then we all went home. Anyway.
And you're still deranged enough to suggest your decade as the happiest time.
Well, I thought I heard that before, but obviously not.
Oh no, definitely. I would always think that. You see, it's whatever decade you're in, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I always think your teens are terrible because you just don't know.
You're
anything.
Awkward. You don't know what's
you're
going on.
You're awkward and you're weird and you're growing. Your voice sounds all weird. No, you don't know what's happening. Everybody sounds a bit like Katie Taylor. And then you get into your 20s. And your 20s, the pressure is on you. What am I going to do with my life?
Yeah.
Then you're into your 30s. You're like you. The ball is rolling full steam ahead.
You're
the
in,
pressures of life. Mortgage, kids, you know, whatever. And then you get into your 40s and you start thinking, I don't know if we care anymore.
That's where you're at.
I'm kind of where I am who I am now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? But there's still the pressures of life.
You do have kind of a no-care attitude, as in I've seen in a lot of sort of middle 40 people, if you know what I mean. Like this kind of, that massive stress isn't there anymore.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah. You realise, look, me best is gone. And I still have half a life to live.
No, but you...
You know what I mean?
No,
peak was 20 years ago.
I don't mean you don't...
And I still have 2/3 left.
I don't mean you don't have stresses. You have the same stresses as everyone else, but for some reason, they're... whatever. Do you know what
that's,
I mean?
Yeah. I know, yeah.
We don't get as stressed.
Yeah. And you do still start thinking of 40. Like, your ambition levels are lower as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've no desire to be an astronaut or anything. You know, all that stuff.
So
you've accepted your pool.
You wouldn't be one of these who says, do you know what I'll do? I'll do what I always wanted to. It's never too late to go back and be a doctor or whatever.
All of that. Yeah. I'd be thinking, oh, thank God I never did that.
Yeah,
that would have taken even more time.
Fair enough.
You know
anyway,
that way. But they do say your 60s. Your 60s are when you're at your happiest. So
peak is
68 years old. That's your absolute peak.
Why?
Because the responsibilities of life, you don't feel... The number one reason actually is you just don't feel the need to impress anybody anymore.
Right.
You've got all the time in the world on your hands. You're obviously retired. Hopefully you're able to go to your hole in the wall and get your reliable couple of quid.
Yeah.
The aspirations are different. You know, it's about other people around you rather, you know, wanting the best for other people. You don't feel like you need to impress anyone anymore. And the fun of everyday life paired with a good social life, well, if you can get out and about at all, it's a good thing.
What kind of life do we live, though? I mean, like, the best days of your life in a survey,
yeah,
should surely be when you're your fittest, you're happiest, you're vibrant, you're well, when you're nearly dead.
When you're... Yeah. Well, when you're closer, you're definitely closer to it.
So you don't mean you're nearly
you
dead.
You know what I mean?
But I mean you're closer
to
that end of things.
So the average life, what is it, 84 for women, 82 for lads, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so 68. Like, give or take. I mean, maybe something to aspire to. We might have 5 good years in us. And then we'll be dead. Look of
love! ABC, the look of love and classic hits. Time for this. Classic
hits. And now, the hit bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit! You ruined that, by the way.
Well, why?
I was giving out about you all last week.
Why?
Because you gave it some big fanciful roar out of you. And then, yeah, that. And I've never been able to do it. And now I'm really annoyed. You've knocked a crack out of the hit bit on me.
Don't try to imitate, PJ. Just go your own path.
Well, why? Because everybody knows it's not as good as Magic Mike's crooning.
Right, it's worth €1,400 this morning.
It certainly is.
And this is how it sounds. Have a listen to that again. Anyone get even close? What am I asking you for? None of you know what it is. Ashling, you know what it is.
I do know.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Right then, let's see who've we got. We've got Linda Davey, is it?
How are you, Linda?
Hi, PJ. Hi, Mike.
How are you, Linda? What's going on with you this Monday morning? You well?
I'm grand. I'm heading into work, unfortunately.
Oh, God. Did you have a good weekend, at least?
Quite enough. I went to see Two Pints in the Abbey on Saturday night. I think I would have been better going to Crow Park, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Oh, dear. Is that Roddy Doyle's thing?
Yeah, it wasn't really my cup of tea. It was a bit disappointed.
Right.
Okay. So, two pints wasn't your cup of tea.
two pints wasn't your cup of tea. Go on, what's your guess there?
It's Wham Freedom.
Wham Freedom.
Right, Aisling, Wham Freedom. What do you reckon?
Now, Linda, I know you were going for it with that answer, but you're not right. Do you get it?
I don't get it.
It's a Wham song.
What? Okay. That was good, Ashley.
Okay,
that was good. Right, okay, hang on. Right, next up, who have we got?
Yeah, moving swiftly on. Alright, Derek, what's the crack? Derek in Limerick.
How's it going, PJ? You well?
Not bad, Derek. How was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
Yeah, we had a bit of a picnic with the grandchild out in the sun here in Limerick.
Oh, fantastic. What a day for it, yes, there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic day. You got to make the most of them while you can, to be honest, don't you?
Yeah.
Right, so. Grandchild, let's give you enough money for picnics all over the gaff for the rest of the summer, Derek. What do you think it is?
I think it's Phil Collins with Billy Don't Lose My Number.
Phil Collins, or some people say PJ Gallagher.
Some people say, yeah. Do you think I sound like him, Derek?
A small bit, yeah. Can you play the drums like him?
I wish I could. I really wish I could. Unfortunately, I can't do anything he can do. Let's try and give Derek a few quid then. What do you reckon? Ash!
Derek, you won't be able to lose our number because you'll have to ring us again because you got it wrong.
Hey! Hey!
Good on you.
Redeemed.
Derek, thanks for being and have a good Monday. No problem. Take it easy.
Thanks, Ed.
See you, Derek. Have a good one.
Which means, now here's your maths, PJ. What's it going to be worth tomorrow?
It's going to be worth €710 tomorrow.
Yes,
is that right? €710 tomorrow on the Hitbit. So you can register any time. And of course, it'll be that. I was going to say it'll be 710 with Damien later. Or will not. Still double money Monday.
Still 1,400 quid, yeah.
20 to 5, €1,400 with Damien. I think it's Damien Dempsey. What is going on with me today? Imagine doing it with Damien Dempsey. What do you think the Hitbit is? You're wrong!
Party on!
Right, so give Damien a shout, 087-188-0008. Anytime today, you can have a go at 20 to 5 at the Hitbit.
That's REM, Shiny Happy People, waking up happy on a Monday morning, 10 past 8. It's PJ and Mike in for Jim this morning. Hope you're well. 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch this morning. And loads of you have as well. Morning all, can you say happy birthday to our daughter Olivia, who is 6 today, from Mam and Dad and sister Kira and Ava. So happy birthday, happy birthday to Olivia, who's 6 today.
Yeah, we got there.
I got there.
Get a pizza in. That's what you have to do for the old birthday.
Yeah.
I tell you, I love pizza. Right? I am a big pizza lover.
Yes.
Right? Have to be careful with it because it's like literally the worst food calorifically wise, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it is.
But so delicious, right? It's so amazing. And this is going to probably, I reckon, separate people in their sides. In other way, there's this American pizza chain. And it's decided that their pizza crust is so good and people love the crust of their pizza so much that they're going to start delivering and selling it independently.
Like an entire circle of crust?
No, it comes, actually, do you know the way it comes? I have a picture of it here. So it's like a triangular pizza slice box, right?
Oh, you see it there, yeah.
And, you can see it, can you?
I can see it in the reflection of Cara's studio, yeah.
And they cut them into different sizes. So it's in the shape of a triangle, but it's all just crust. It's just crust.
Yeah.
Amazing idea. Amazing.
Wait, is that a revelation to you that I can see everything you're looking at in Tara's studio window? Just so you know, just to put your eyes to it.
No, thank God. I haven't been up to the mess in that. You know what I mean?
Anyway,
it's always been safe in the workplace. So there you go. So you can, I think it's an amazing idea that you can get pizza crust. Because let's face it, the crust is the best part of the pizza.
Absolutely.
There is that gooey, fleshy, weird nonsense in the middle of a pizza that, you know. But like,
Which is the actual pizza.
Imagine the disappointment in life if going on a date with someone and you go for pizza, right? And it's one of those people that leaves the crust on the plate.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What would it be?
That's grounds for divorce.
Game over for you.
Divorce, man. Divorce. If you're married with someone and then that you get pizza for some reason, you've been avoiding the pizza for a while.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, a couple of years in, you have a kid and adult, and divorce.
If they leave
it's
the crust.
It's as bad as people getting pineapple on a pizza, if not worse.
I tell you something, only myself and me missus have a good bond. There would be grounds for divorce because she leaves the crusts.
Well, what are you bonding over then? Because there's not a lot left.
So much so, PJ. there's now another generation because my little one has copied her
You're
by
joking.
Not eating the pizza crust and she doesn't eat the pizza crust. I just hoover up the pizza crust. I love them.
So you basically, you're taking the hit for the whole family.
I take the hit for the family.
Because you'd be too embarrassed to have the bin man maybe really notice that the pizza crust in the bin, you're there hoovering them into yourself.
But even the crunchier the crust, the better. Like, you know,
oh, like, definitely, yeah. Oh, you has to be like a dog with a bone.
Yeah.
Is how I see it. And like a dog with a bone.
Yeah.
Crunching and grueling onto me knuckles because it's so good.
But you know the way that they're selling this pizza crust? Because I know there was some weirdness recently where a particular pizza establishment released a crust with sort of cheese and stuff within the crust.
Now, that's acting the maggot.
That's acting the maggot.
You're just making the gooey nonsense from the middle go too far in.
Yeah.
That's acting the maggot now, yeah. That is. It's a crust is a crust. Dry. Yeah. Powdery.
I would have thought so, yeah. I'd be interested to see how many people, we should do a crust poll, I'm joking, but how many people actually do leave the crust and...
Crust poll isn't a bad idea now, to be honest.
Well, we could do a crust poll, right? But I also could open it up to this, because we were chatting just before, during REM there, in relation to a tweet I put up over the weekend, and it was about my missus doing something weird. I'd be interested to see the weird things that sort of irk you within a coupling, right? Right, we got a snack box over the weekend, right? We don't do it that often, but we said, let's go chipper. I got my usual two sausages and a bag of chips. Beautiful, right?
That's not a snack box, though.
No, she got the snack box.
Yeah.
She got the snack box, which is obviously, I don't know which way you work it. Some people ask for two breasts, some people ask for two. I rather the leg and the breast. Take it as it is.
Of course you do, yeah.
As it was meant
Typical
to be.
Typical Mike, wants everything.
No, but anyway.
I want a sausage in my snack box.
No, right. Anyway, she got the snack box. But what she did was she stripped off the skin, left it, which of course I ended up hoovering up, and she had it with a knife and fork, which I'll be honest with you, we're still not talking over it, yeah.
She had a snack box with a knife and fork.
A knife and fork and took the skin off. Now, talk to me about this crispy skin of a snack box chicken. Would you eat that or would you take it off?
Well, I'm not really a chicken from the takeaway person, but I'd be sort of appalled if I saw somebody. Eating a snack box with a knife and fork and leaving the skin behind it might be kind of...
Exactly how I felt.
How are you raised, you? That's bad marsh.
That's what I said. I said, is this a Galway thing? Is this a tradition in Galway that I never knew about? I was pretty appalled by the whole thing, yeah. So if there's any sort of weird quirks... Like, you know, as PJ said, it'd be a deal breaker for him if you were on a date and someone left their pizza crust.
I
kind of agree.
People don't understand fast food. You have to be... Fast food is up there with the Michelin levels. You need to know your way around it. I was doing gigs at Joanne McNally from Killiney.
Yeah.
And when that woman is deep into her 30s. And she didn't know what a snack box was.
That's outrageous.
Should be ashamed of yourself.
That's absolutely outrageous.
Imagine.
Someone got back to me on
Twitter.
Just
shows Killiney's its own world as well, doesn't it? A snack box? What's a snack box?
So they wouldn't have chippers in Killiney, would they?
I think they have something. It's like, yeah. Is it a chipper? I don't know. Eddie Rockets or something.
Yeah, but the posh Eddie Rockets, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, it's a different... They had to do that for the more posh areas like Killiney and that. And Dunleary. You've one of those in Dunleary.
We have a Rockets. We do, yeah.
Anyway,
what
you're saying is, if you're going to go takeaway, go 100% unhealthy and just...
I guess stick...
Everything bar the bones.
Yeah, you stick your face in it. None of this leaving bits behind you. You should be ashamed of yourself. It's there to be devoured like a pig. Look at this fella. He's a proud takeaway man. He's literally eating leftovers around the housing estate. So mate, you're taking one for the team. That's
stick
the way to
your
do it.
Face in it. That's what it's all about. Sit down, PJ. Dancing around his handbag.
Oh, tell you, who can't?
It's Waking Up Happy on Classic Hits with PJ and Mike in for Jim this morning. Thanks for all your texts in relation to the weirdness when it comes to food. But Margaret Dunlea has texted in and she says, we both eat our pizza crusts and also do not use cutlery for a snack box, and the skin and the chicken wouldn't be left either. Thank you, Margaret.
There you go. Look at that. Covering all the bases, letting us know exactly what the deal is. That's the way.
And a normal household. A snack box is finger food. Finger food! They said in capital letters. God, I want one now from Den in Killarney.
He's dead right though, Den is. It is finger food. You can't have a knife and fork on a snack. That's like eating a pizza with a knife and fork.
Yeah,
it's slightly unusual. Acceptable in some circumstances. Like, you know, in some of those fancy restaurants where if you pick it up, you're very out of place.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
You know, there is that.
But I mean, a snack box is a wonderful thing. I'd say a lot of people now this morning are thinking about maybe getting a snack box for dinner. It may shave a few years off your life, but my God, it's worth it. It's fantastic.
It's like eating a duty-free packet of cigarettes, I think. But at the same time, absolutely do.
Ashling says, PJ and Mike, totally agree with PJ on the pineapple thing. Oh, that's the age-old argument.
Oh, it'll never get old, that fight.
It won't, yeah.
And nor should it. Never, like, you know what I mean? The rebellions and revolutions.
Of course, you won't be surprised where I sit on that one.
Of course, weirdo.
Love it.
Weirdo. The old, like, in fairness, he's almost admitted to eating out of bins around the local area, so Of course he would.
Breakfast table quiz.
Dog food and pineapple is his favourite pizza.
What a belter for a Monday morning. If that doesn't wake you up happy, I don't know what will. Bronski beat and why and classic hits.
Listen to that.
Oh my God.
Listen to that.
What a voice. What a voice. Of course, Jimmy Somerville was at the Forever Young Festival that you guys were at. Apparently, he blew it away.
Apparently, he was brilliant. The best act by far at the festival and sounded exactly like that. Apparently, like he's still bang on, falsetto all over the place. Brilliant.
Amazing. Andrea has WhatsApped in to say, any chance of an ugly mug, Mike? See, now that I'm on the air.
See, now they can get directly to the source.
Dish the ugly mugs out. We will. We'll try to give away an ugly mug later on. Probably during CSI, actually. We'll do it a little later on. Anyway, you've been looking at something there, PJ.
I have, yeah. So apparently buying chocolates and all that sort of crack if you're going on a date or with a partner is less important than ever. Nobody's interested in any of that stuff anymore. The traditional things are gone. You want to impress someone on the date? Apparently the only way to do it is to prove you're eco-friendly. You're into your recycling. The environment is very important. Apparently that's it. That's the number one.
That's on vogue now at the moment.
You don't even have to be good looking anymore. You just have to turn up
in an
wearing
electric,
recycled rags.
In an electric car.
In an electric car. In a hybrid. even hybrids aren't considered that good. You're right, yeah, it's electric cars. God, they're awful yokes. Awful old yokes. I mean, Grant, I've said it before, but if this is what it takes to save the planet, you have to ask, is it worth it?
There are two.
Honest to God.
There are two on our estate.
Are there?
Yeah, there are two on our estate. A couple of doors down from me, yeah. It's plugged in every night. And not a sound out of the thing.
Of course not, yeah.
When it goes out. Of course, that's all the time.
Sure, they have to make them invisible to get us all to use them. Because at least they've done that. You don't have to be. You can sneak into the estate quiet without anyone seeing you.
Well, of course, that's exactly it. But the fact that they are so silent, everyone's now, you know, they have to be careful of the kids. You know, kids won't hear the cars coming out and all that.
Exactly, yeah.
They do. They came out like a ghost.
I know.
The driveway, like, you know, it's mad.
They should make it when you're driving and roll down the windows going,
so apparently, you're not wrong there, PJ, because they're coming up with noises for electric cars, I heard. Swear to God, that when you boot them up, they will go.
You're joking.
I swear to God, so that people won't get knocked over.
You're actually messing.
I'm not messing, I read that recently, yeah. Sorry, anyway, I digress.
Can we not just let the planet burn? at this
PJ.
Stage, surely the damage is done. That we have to go around making up noises for cars at this stage. Honest to God, you know what I mean?
It does seem like an awful lot of hassle.
There's not. Are we going to make any difference at this stage?
I
know this is an outrageously ignorant statement. I'm very well aware of it. But for God's sake. We actually have people working on making up noises for electric cars.
I know.
Noise will it make? Like an ice cream van, hopefully.
Well,
that's what they should make when your man comes into your garage. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. That should be the thing. You should get to choose what noise it makes.
Oh, yeah,
a jet engine, like an F-16.
Or just your face. Like MySpace years ago. Maybe you used to go onto MySpace and would just play random music. Yeah. Like you can just play the track that your car gets to play. CeeLo Green and all. I see you driving round town in an electric car.
Herbie Goes Bananas.
Yeah.
What is Herbie Goes Bananas? The theme tune.
I don't know.
We've moved off. What's the story with the grass eaters?
But sorry, yeah. So research in this poll has found that single people looking for love now value green credentials as and ethical values above look, style, earnings and being cool. See, I just don't know if I buy this. I know, like, it's good. We should all be doing our bit of recycling and all of this and whatever. I know. Like, I know people that don't wash up their plates after them, and then you see them in the kitchen and they're washing their rubbish for the recycling, and I'm like, who are you fooling? Like?
Yeah, I've got to be honest, that is a tough task. Now, we do try to do that.
Wash the rubbish.
Well, you're supposed to wash the plastic, say the container for your yogurt, and then you're supposed to dry it out before it ever gets in there. It's an awful lot of work. But work to save the planet, PJ.
I know, but like, we've busy lives and now we have to wash our rubbish. It's not enough to separate it. It's not enough to separate it. You have to wake up now and wash the rubbish. You have to pay.
Well, if you say it like that.
To what? You start at the sink washing your rubbish. Like, it's gotten. You know what I mean?
If you've got something that's not plastic, you don't have to go washing it. You just throw it in the bin, general waste. But it's the plastic containers that you can chuck out, but you have to dry them. And I know, it's mad.
Yeah. Hanging your rubbish out in the shop and wash it. The shopping line. Don't watch it, like.
You said earlier on that if you went on a date with someone who didn't eat the crusts on their pizza,
that's the end of that.
So what happens if you go on a date and the person drives, you don't even hear them coming, you went, jeez, where'd you come from? Electric car, you didn't even hear them coming, and there they are wearing their old recycled black sacks or something.
Yeah.
Is that a deal breaker?
No, not really. I'll be there going, do you know what we should do? We should go back to my gaff and wash the rubbish.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be Julie's.ie.
Now then, everyone's a winner on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. Just for coming on to play, you and four friends are going along to Bulmers Live in Leopardstown to see Something Happens on July 25th. And the end of week winner then will be upgraded to summer party hospitality in the pavilion with a meet and greet with Something Happens on the night. Bulmers Live at Leopardstown, the festival that lasts all summer. And it looks great as well. Live gigs, great food and thrilling horse racing from Leopardstown race course. I've been out there plenty of times. It's fab, great venue. One of Ireland's most successful acts, Something Happens, live after racing as well. And lots of others playing as well. Something Happens, as I say. And Les McKeown's Bay City Rollers. And All Saints as well, playing on August 15th. Now then, you've nothing to beat on a Monday, so who've we got, PJ?
Yeah, and because everyone's a winner, obviously I think this is all a ploy by Aisling after last week. The grief she got over the questions, she just sort of somehow made everyone a winner this week. So well done, Kevin. Congratulations to you already. How are you getting on?
Grand, lad. Thanks. Cheers.
Good stuff. So Kevin and Finglas, you're going to play first. Now you're going to get to set the standard for the rest of the week. Are you a bit of a quizzer anyway, Kevin?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, probably.
Okay. Confidence.
Right, so thank God there's a prize every week, because if it's a high score, you know the way sometimes come Wednesday people are like, I'm not ringing in,
I can't get this team.
Right, so Kevin, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Right, Kevin, the very best of luck. Your time starts now.
What by what nickname was World Cup player Norbert Peter Stiles better known?
Nobby Sons.
Yeah, complete the title of this 80s hit by Simply Red. Money's too tight to what?
Mention.
In which profession are people said to tread the boards?
Acting.
Yeah, which country's national football league is called the Bundesliga?
Germany.
Which European civil war began on the 18th of July 1936?
The French.
It was Spanish. Which singer released an album Born in the USA in 1984?
Springsteen.
Cruft is an annual competition associated with what animal? Raiders of the Lost Ark was the first in a series of films about what archaeologist in India, you said it. Oompa Loompas feature in what movie in Willy Wonka?
Charlie and Chocolate.
I gave you the answer. Greenland is in the north of what ocean?
Atlantic.
Yeah, in the animal kingdom in general, what colour is a penguin's back?
Black.
Yeah, in travel, an habitual worldwide traveller is known as a globe what?
A trotter.
The Vietnamese pot-bellied is a variety of what animal?
Pig.
Yeah. Yay. And I don't know how you got any of those right. I have never forgotten how to speak in such a bad manner before. I was literally talking backwards.
I know.
I was talking backwards.
No, you were all right. You were all right. You got a decent score there. As PJ said, you're already a winner anyway. But if you can rack up the high score, you get the end of week upgrade prize. So Kevin Kennedy from Finglas in Dublin, you did very well. You only got one wrong, which was actually the Spanish Civil
War.
Which is
unbelievable. I forgot how to speak and he only got one wrong.
You got a score of 12, so well done.
Well done, Kevin.
That was great. Good on you, Kevin. Have a good Monday, all right?
Thanks,
guys. Kevin's a mind reader. Kevin's a mind reader. How we got them
right. He also knows his penguins and his pigs. A pig, by the way, which is, what was it, the pot-bellied variety, Vietnamese pot-bellied, the one that you raced?
What? Oh, it was!
That's what you raced.
Oh, there you go. Good runners, them. Not quite as good as me.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be Julie's.ie.
Classic hits.
He belongs to me.
There you go, Brandy and Monica with a little rendition at the end by PJ and myself, because it is Waking Up Happy with PJ and Mike in for Jim this Monday morning. How are you doing? 22:10 now. We've a couple of things to do here.
Yes.
One of our favourite things to do is to talk about animals, and particularly to play animal noises, which we're going to do as well,
which we do a lot of, let's be quite honest. We're kind of obsessed with animals, but who knew that, so like, I mean, you don't see these animals anywhere near Ireland, not really. But it seems, it like, do you know what it's like? It's like when you go, you know, when you're in the States, right, and you meet Americans and stuff.
Yeah.
And then every so often, most Americans are lovely, right? They're lovely and good crack and all that.
Yeah.
And then you'll get some idiot come over to you. He's never been to Ireland in his life. And he goes, I'm Irish too, man.
You're oh, like, yeah.
You're, what? I goes, yeah, can't you hear it in me? You're like, oh.
Yeah, and it's some distant relation that may or may not be from Ireland.
I mean, I'm two parts German, one part Palestinian, and four parts Dutch, and a half a quart of German, and whatever. You have these things. And then they say, but I'm Irish. And you're like, I don't think you are.
Yeah.
Well, I think we found the animal equivalent to that, except these animals actually sound more Irish than the most Irish people.
Okay, so the first one might be a slight bit of a stretch, right? This is the one I'm bringing to the table because coincidentally, two animal stories came out over the weekend. Two animals that kind of sound like Irish people or have a bit of Irishness in them.
And they're right? Animals that aren't from Ireland. Which
no.
Is yeah.
Well, the first one is the porcupine, right?
Yeah.
So a tweet that went out from a girl called Kathleen over the weekend, and it said, I don't know what I expected a porcupine to sound like, but it wasn't this. I'm extremely pleased, however, and would die for this creature, obviously. Exaggerated. Slight bit, but anyway, so they've recorded what a porcupine sounds like, and apparently this, you know, isn't widely known or whatever. But firstly, have a listen to it and tell us what you kind of think it sounds like.
Good work, buddy.
Sorry. Right, now let me tell you that what Twitter has gone mad about is that it sounds like a little Irish person.
I don't hear it that much in that one now, to be honest.
Right.
I get the, yeah, yeah.
Exactly,
yeah,
right?
I know, yeah, 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 I get it, yeah.
That's exactly it, right? So listen to it again and imagine a little Irish person going, yeah, go on now, seriously,
yeah, yeah,
right, right,
yeah.
Listening to a story.
What?
Right, okay, I admit, that's a bit of a stretch, right?
Right, that is a bit of a stretch. There was another one going around, and this one, I think, is unbelievable. Like, this one's... I can actually hear what he's talking about.
Right, okay.
So it's a beluga whale.
Okay.
A beluga whale.
How is this found, by the way, or where was it?
It was on Reddit Ireland. Someone in Reddit Ireland found it. It was part of an American documentary made probably a couple of years ago.
Right.
About a whale that could mimic humans. Now, of course, the Americans missed the Irishness of this, or
right,
the Dublinness of this anyway. It's not mentioned, but somebody on Reddit Ireland has sussed it. And I swear to God, this whale sounds exactly like a taxi driver in Dublin. I mean exactly like a Dublin taxi driver.
Right, have a listen to it, so.
It's exactly like a Dublin taxi. Oh yeah, you know what I mean, we could go that way, but you're going to be in ages and all, and you know the, oh, you're better off doing it on the other side and doing the thing with the...
Right, have a listen.
I mean honestly, that is it's like you know the way a taxi driver would be on his phone and he's talking. That's the voice coming back.
It's an unbelievable tone of giving out as well.
Yeah.
Like it's giving out about everything.
It's giving out about everything.
Too many times around the rickshaws now are just overtaking.
You don't need to have it all shut. There's no business in it anymore. There's nothing we can do. This load of rubbish now it is.
Oh my God.
That's the most uncanny animal-like sort of thing I've ever heard in my life. This needs to be a bigger deal. The president needs to address this.
Let him introduce you to Dublin taxi driver. What's coming up? That's you too. Still haven't found what they're looking for, apparently. Waking up happy on Monday morning with PJ and Mike. Shut up, don't laugh. It was a good link.
Yeah, well, it was very dismissive of you. Oh, still haven't found the love, have any? You think at this stage to give up looking?
One of my greatest puns during the Hit Bit was that. We still haven't found what we're looking for. When it was you two that was guest during the Hit Bit one time. Anyway, it is Waking Up Happy on a Monday morning with PJ and Mike in for Jim. So I'm in for Jim today.
Yeah.
And you're in for yourself today, which is grand.
And then I'm gone. I'm off away. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the story? What are you doing?
Back to Cork for Young Offenders. So Young Offenders filming has been ongoing the entire time, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm off back to Cork today, yeah, because I'll be there, so I'll be gone for the rest of the week. So it'll be yourself and Aisling, won't it?
Myself and Aisling will be taking care of business, yeah, for the week, for the few days. So we'll have all the usual bits. We might play a couple of best bits from ye lot. just to keep everyone happy and all that sort of stuff.
Oh dear.
So right, we'll do that. And we'll have all the usual bits, bit of crack. I'll give away a few mugs and all that just to make sure people like me and all that, you know. Because you can.
You're such a. It's unreal. Like happiness. You're straight in with the bribing. There's no. You don't care about any of that. You're like buying people's affections.
Absolutely.
You don't care.
100%. Come here. How are the line. How is the line learning going for the offenders?
I think I'm thereabouts now. Another little bit of a scan over today. And that should be the size of it.
You should be ready to rock and roll. And
I don't know. You think you are, and then someone asks you what they are, and you don't know them. But you know, that's it. It's hard. I'm terrible at learning lines. I'm brutal at it.
Do you have anyone to do the whole, you play that character now, I play this?
No. Character. See, this is it.
That's hard.
Just the sound of my own ridiculous voice echoing around my head all the time. That's the, yeah.
Right, okay.
It's a huge problem, yeah.
I'm sure you
Why are you offering to give me a bit of a handout? Yeah?
I play one of them, yeah. Can we do that after the show? We can't give away anything. But if there's a two-person part, I'll play the other part.
It'd be more than that. You'd have to play all about four people when I just
Grant,
do one.
Grant. I feel like that in my head anyway, so Grant.
Oh,
you're doing the DIY thing as well, which is kind of coming to an end.
That's coming to an end. We've two more episodes left, so we're nearly there. We just have to go and announce the winner now, tell the winner who they are.
So when will the winner be announced?
Tomorrow week.
Right. Do you know I did a lot of DIY over
tomorrow
my week off?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I could have entered into it. Only it was a few weeks too late, yeah.
You missed me flooding my kitchen. You weren't around when I
was around for your Instagram story when you did it.
Oh, disaster.
You weren't around for when I decided we had the hot press, but it's not hot press anymore because we got a different boiler. So I put in shelves into the hot press, but I ended up knocking the water off and having to ring the plumber and have one of those awkward situations. But anyway, the shelves do look good all the same.
My God, the three of us are kind of hopeless, aren't they? I mean,
absolutely.
At least you got the job finished.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't use the sink anymore.